Last month, Governor Pat Quinn signed a law abolishing the death penalty in Illinois. This act was the culmination of decade-long suspense about the future of the death penalty. In 2000, former Governor George Ryan declared a moratorium on executions, and shortly before leaving office in 2003, he commuted the sentences of all 167 Illinois death row inmates to life without parole. Since then, 15 men were added to death row, and their sentences have now been commuted. Capital punishment has a long, storied history in the United States. In 1972, the Supreme Court held that the death penalty, as it was imposed at the time, constituted a cruel and unusual punishment prohibited under the U.S. Constitution. Justice Potter Stewart wrote that the death penalty was wantonly and freakishly imposed, and Justice William Brennan called the system a lottery. Following this case, a de facto moratorium on executions persisted in the United States for 4 years. During this time, states rewrote their death penalty statutes to require certain aggravating factors before seeking the death penalty and to allow juries to consider mitigating evidence of the character and background of the defendant. In 1976, the Supreme Court blessed a new set of state statutes, and the death penalty was revived in 37 states, including Illinois. However, in the past few years, 4 states have abolished the death penalty, and others have similar legislation pending. Though some oppose the death penalty out of moral concerns with life-taking, most legal challenges have focused on due process concerns. Executing juveniles, executing the mentally impaired, incompetent legal representation, jury selection, and juror bias. Recently, however, much of the focus has been on actual innocence, given that an average of 5 death row inmates a year this decade have been exonerated, based on either DNA evidence or confessions of guilty parties. In Illinois, between 1987 and 1999, 13 men out of the 25 on death row were exonerated. When Governor Ryan halted executions, he explained that executions would stop until he could be sure that no innocent person would be executed. This view can be traced back to Blackstone, the father of English common law, who stated that it was better that 10 guilty men go free than 1 innocent man suffer. This familiar maxim seems even more relevant in the death penalty context. However, according to Gallup polls, 64% of Americans support the death penalty. For many, executions appeal to our sense of retribution. Victims' families, grieving from the loss of their loved ones, often express the view that it is not fair that the killer should continue to live when the victim does not. Proponents of the death penalty also often cite deterrence, though no studies have shown that capital punishment deters future offenders. An execution does deter that particular defendant, however, from future crimes. Others point to the cost of keeping murderers in prison for life, though studies have shown that 1 capital punishment case may cost a state millions of dollars, dwarfing the cost of life imprisonment. No one supports the execution of the innocent, but the process of ensuring innocence is costly. The death penalty, its uses, abuses, costs, and benefits will surely be debated for decades to come. Among developed countries, the U.S. stands apart in its allegiance to the death penalty. In 2008, 93% of all executions in the world took place in 5 countries: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and the United States. This is Christine Hurt.